SBS Radio.
So it's called The Real Podcast, and it's an extension of our independent multimedia platform, thereal.com.au, which we launched last year. Basically, we want to continue to tell the real stories of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australia. So we've interviewed 9 young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from different walks of life. We just want to talk to them about what their experiences are, what they're passionate about, and they come from different kind of jobs and different areas around the country and different mobs. It just kind of helps to tell the story of what it's like to live as an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander person today.
Yeah, and you call it The Real Podcast. Why The Real? Is it because it's just the only one telling the story?
It took us a long time to come up with The Real, in terms of its kind of name and connection to our website.
Yeah.
If anyone's ever tried, just like kind of naming a child almost, you know, you're going to put so much work into it. What do you name it?
Yeah.
But we wanted to create a platform that was real, that, you know, we have real conversations, that we're not shying away from, you know, political conversations or tough conversations. We want to be as human to human connection as possible.
Yeah.
And so we decided on The Real for the website. And then when it came time for us to launch our very first podcast, we wanted to just extend that further. So have just kept it as The Real Podcast. We might do some variations on that in the future. At the moment, this is the one we've got.
How long will a typical podcast go for? Is it a 10-minute or just a really good long-form conversation?
They're really good long-form conversations. I think most of the interviews that we had were about over an hour, but we chopped them down to about 30 to 40 minutes to help people digest it a little bit easier. And we haven't cut them all yet. We're kind of cutting them week to week as they're launched each week. But, yeah, they're around that 30 to 40-minute mark, enough time to really get to know someone and talk through their experiences from, you know, when they're at school or their home community to what they're doing now, because there's so much great achievement been happening by everyone. And a lot of them are, you know, launching film projects or plays or are trying new things online. So we just wanted to talk about as much of their experiences and what they're up to as possible.
Yeah, 20, 30, 40 minutes, you get to really go deep into the topics that you're talking about. And I think it's a very, very good format, and I believe it's going to be very, very successful. Now, you say you've already done a few stories. Tell us about some of these stories that you've already worked on.
So we launched a couple of weeks ago with Shannon Dodson. She is an amazing woman. She's in communications. She sits on a number of boards, including the National NAIDOC Committee. She's on the advisory panel of Are You OK? Around kind of mental health support. So just a really strong advocate, social commentator for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander issues. She's a girlfriend of mine, so I think it came across two girlfriends having a chat a lot of the time, people have said. But she's really out there advocating for change in many areas and is really prolific online in sharing stories and issues. So she was a perfect person to kick off the podcast with.
Yeah.
And then last week we went out with Dan Felton, ARIA award-winning musician, of course. He's recently become a new dad.
Yeah.
So we talked about his impending fatherhood. And this week we've just kicked off with Maine White, who's just started his new play launching in Brisbane. Just about, he wrote it himself. So that's been really exciting as well. And he's been nominated for a Logie Award and has been on Neighbours. And so he's really at the top of his game in television and film and now on stage as well.
Now, this podcast series comes at a time when actually the conversation is out there in the community that we should let Indigenous people tell their own stories in their own words, their own way. And this is the only way that things should be done. And is that what prompted you, or is it just a project you've been running and thinking about doing for a while?
Absolutely. There's not enough of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people telling their stories in their own voice. I would 100% agree with that. We are in the business of communication in all that we do. So this is a production by 33 Creative. We're an Aboriginal media communications and events company based in Sydney, and we have previously been working at Deadly Vibe Group. So we've spent for over 20 years trying to tell stories and shine a light on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander experiences, excellence. We want our mob to see themselves in the media. And so that's what we're trying to do by getting this out there. And on as many platforms as possible, just to help share the story, so it's not stereotypical of what you might just read in the paper. But, you know, we know how positive, how varied experiences are. We know how it can be really difficult and tricky. We know some of the challenges facing our people that we talk about. You know, there's just so much complexity that we really need to have more conversations and more of our voices out there.
And what tone will you adopt for this podcast?
I think it's probably quite conversational. It's probably a mix. So, you know, obviously a few questions are pre-prepared about what we want to know, what they're up to and whatever projects they're working on. But, you know, the conversation just takes itself into different areas. And we've had some really great conversations. I can't wait for everyone to hear more of them. But, you know, we touch on racism and, you know, having to be better than everyone else in your field because you're Aboriginal. We've, you know, talked about using digital media to showcase voices and, you know, fashion with Yatu Widders Hunt and the power of social media, a part of it as well. So, you know, digital media and storytelling at the same time, working in different kind of areas on kind of film work, dances. So, look, the conversations are everywhere, really.
It sounds really, really promising. Tell the other side of the story, not always just, you know, the sad things that the media thrives on. So it's just telling the real situation, how people live, their challenges, telling them in their own words. That's, I think, a very, very good format and a good idea to be doing at this time.
I'd just like to encourage everyone to download the podcast, really. We've got it on lots of platforms. We hope that people enjoy. We've got it on iTunes, Pocket Cast, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud and YouTube to start. We're trying to share the real stories of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So have a listen if you like it. Share it amongst your friends. And also a big thank you to all of our guests who have been really open and generous with their time to share their stories with the real podcast.
A new episode, you promised to deliver one every Monday.
A total of 10 in the series, so we're up to week 3 with Maine Wyatt released today, and every Monday we'll be dropping a new podcast, so keep an eye out.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.